Good evening. So I was been thinking a little bit since Yontif about what we should do with Mincha Maariv. Now we have a little bit of time each night. So what should we be talking about? So we finished Chavos. We spent quite a while on Chavos Levavos. And I was thinking a sefer that I've learned a number of times in my life has been very meaningful to me. And is a sefer that maybe sometimes is seen as, I don't know, I shouldn't say anything negative. It's a wonderful sefer. Masilas Yesharim. Masilas Yesharim is a classic. It's actually one of the svarim that Revolbi writes in Ali Shor. He writes, if every Jew, he says, should spend time on certain things. You know, Gemara Rashi, Chumash for the Rashi, Pirkei Avos, and Masilas Yesharim. And it's one of the things he writes, a person should be, you know, and we'll see the Ramchal himself writes, should be constantly reviewing. It's a guide to life in the sense that it's not specific you're going to see so much in terms of grand things a person can do to change their life, but actually much more simple in terms of reminding us of the things in life that we know are true, but that sometimes we lose grasp of. Ramchal himself lived only 39 years, he lived from 1707 to 1746, and was actually quite a controversial figure in his time as a Kabbalist, the people who put his writings in Chayrim at times, but he has many works. But the Masilas Yesharim is really not a Kabbalistic work, and it really speaks about, like I said, kind of like the almost like the basics of Avodas Hashem, how a person can remind himself each day of the things in life that really matter and they know should be thinking about. But sometimes we just, because things are so obvious, we forget about them. And so I thought we'd give it a shot, see if we can glean some ideas, you know, as we when we find our times between Mincha Maariv, to learn a little bit Masilas Yesharim. Let me know, give me feedback. You think it's working, you think it's not working, but I thought we'd give it a shot and see how it goes. So I'm going to start right from the beginning, right from his own Hakdama, the introduction that the Ramchal writes to the Sefer. He writes the following, Amar HaMechaber, he's writing himself, HaChibra ezeh lo chibarti v'lami l'bnei adem es asher lo yuda'o. He says, I'm not writing the Sefer to tell you things that you don't already know. She's like, great, so like I'm not interested. But rather, Elaz skira mesiyadu lehem kvar, umafursam etzlam pirsam gola. Rather, I want to remind us of things that we know very well, things that are famous, things that are obvious. Kilo simsa barov dvarai el dvar misharov bnei adam yodim osam v'lo mistapim b'hem klal. It's not totally true. There are plenty of things in here that are chiddush that we quote from the Ramchal all the time because he's the first one to say that. But he says, you're not going to find anything that's so unique or things that people will really argue with or find or not even be sure about. El ashkafi rov pirsumam ukeneged masha mitasam galuya lakol. But rather things that are very obvious and everyone knows about them. But it's almost because they're so obvious that we just kind of like forget about them. All the time there are things in life, right, that we know are true. But we forget because they're so obvious. And the reminder of them itself is such a helpful thing. Al-Kaini writes, he says you really can't read the Sefer only once. It's a good way to get people to be interested in your Sefer. Tell them that reading it once is not enough. He says, to read my Sefer one time, that's not the point. Because the point of the Sefer is not the tremendous things you learn from it. Oh, I learned it once. Good, now I'm finished. But that's not the purpose of the Sefer. Could be there are things in here that it's not like, oh, wow, now that I learned the Sefer, I found something so amazing and new. Maybe a few things like that. What you gain from the Sefer, he writes, is the value of going over these ideas over and over and over again. Because it reminds you of the things that it's natural for a person to forget about. And give us the opportunity to remind ourselves and to place on our hearts, meaning to put in front of our eyes, the things that we're responsible, the things we have to do in life, what our job is in this world. And if we can be reminded of it consistently, so then we'll keep ourselves on the right path, we won't make mistakes. And that really is what the Sefer is all about. It is the perfect introduction. And he wrote it himself, right? Because the Sefer is a Sefer about the things we're supposed to think about every day in life. And if we remind ourselves of them every day for a few minutes, that the way I'm really supposed to live my life, all of a sudden, like we get a certain clarity. I find the Sefer so meaningful because just by sitting and reading it for a couple of minutes a day, you find yourself like, right. That's what I care about. These things are silly and that stuff is silly. This is what really matters. And that's the goal of the Sefer. So we'll see as we move along, hopefully. And that's why it's called Masilas Yesharim. It's the path of those who are Yashar. It reminds you to stay to stay, you know, keep the main thing, as you always say, right? It reminds us how to do that. So Be'ez Hashem, as we continue to make our way through the Sefer, hopefully we'll find our way through that same exact idea, finding our way to keep the main thing at all times.